Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello, friends. Chris Corsi here, president of Thrive Today. I want to welcome you to the Relational Skills in Real Life podcast. Today, we're going to focus on living an Emmanuel lifestyle. Living an Emmanuel lifestyle is one of the three pillars of the life. You see, the life model focuses on growing maturity in a multi-generational community, learning and growing relational skills, and living an Emmanuel lifestyle. So Emmanuel lifestyle is actually a skill that we talk about at Thrive Today. It's a skill that we call skill 13, God sight or heart sight, or what my colleagues would even call eyesight, which is basically seeing from our spiritual eyes and ears, seeing from heaven's perspective, some of what God is doing here. So we start to see life, we see relationships, we see circumstances from God's perspective. And I'm going to share a little bit of my journey today, because of all the 19 skills, this has certainly been one of the 19 skills that's deeply impacted my character, that's really changed my life and my relationships. Every skill has a role, especially when we're missing these relational skills. But friends, I was missing the God sight skill. I was missing this skill of learning to see some of what God sees and to connect with God and connect with Jesus in those places where we're not aware of God's presence. So part of my journey really starts out when I first went into ministry. Even though I grew up in the church, no one ever talked about how to live an Emmanuel lifestyle, how to live with God's peace and an awareness of God's interactive presence. So it wasn't a skill I even knew existed, but I had colleagues and friends that did have the skill, and I would see the joy and the peace kind of radiate from them as they had the awareness of God's peace and God's presence in their life. And I would hear their stories and their testimonies and go, wow, I want that. I want that closeness with the living God. I just didn't know how to get there. And my understanding at the time was like, well, I have to do all the right things so that then I get God's approval, so then he'll talk to me. So I started with a very performance-based faith, just trying to read my Bible, trying to do all the right things so that I would make God happy and God pleased. And then he would eventually decide to talk to me. Well, I don't recommend that approach, because that's a great approach for staying stuck in fear, because ultimately it was a fear-driven response, because I was afraid God wouldn't talk to me, or I was afraid God wouldn't want to talk to me, or I was afraid God was disappointed in me. So when I started to learn the life model and understand relational skills, what started to grow in me was the skill of learning to see where Jesus was in my life and learning to spend time in God's word and interacting with the living God while I'm reading his word, learning to pray without ceasing, which means just learning to interact with the living God as a lifestyle. That's really what an Emmanuel lifestyle means. It's like praying without ceasing, only prayer is an interactive relationship. It's not sending a postcard to God. It's sharing thoughts with God and noticing God's thoughts. We call this a mutual mind state. And so I started to see how other people were able to practice the skill. And I started practicing this skill. And I just started praying and just inviting God and asking God to help open my eyes to see and soften my heart and unstop my ears to be able to hear. So I wanted to just live with that awareness of God's closeness. And I started to read in the Bible about Moses interacting with God face to face. And I read about how David would often be delivered by God and then write about it in the Psalms. And I just loved the passion in the heart that David expressed. And I read about Samuel being called by God. Before Samuel did any work or any ministry as a young man, he heard God calling him. And thankfully, Eli the priest helped him recognize that, oh, wait a minute, you're hearing God call your name. You should say, speak, for your servant is listening. And so I started to pray that way. Lord, speak, for your servant is listening. So I started to share thoughts with God. And there would be times where I felt God's closeness and times I just felt God's peace. But there would be other times where God felt distant and I didn't understand why. In those moments where I felt God's closeness and I felt like God was interacting with me and sharing thoughts with me, It started to grow something in me. It started to grow the confidence and the faith that I could actually interact with the Good Shepherd, that he is a relational God who enjoys interacting with his children. And so I started to notice things that were hindering me from this closeness with God. And as I said earlier, it was fear. I was afraid of what God might say. There were times as I started to feel like God was interacting with me that He might ask me to do something that I'm afraid to do, like, hey, go talk to this person about God, or go witness to this person, or go do some hard thing. And so in a sense, fear would knock out my relational brain, my relational circuits would go off because I was afraid of what if I do hear from God, and what if he asked me to do something I don't want to do? But then there was the fear of no response. So that fear was like, well, if I talk to God and he doesn't respond, how do I interpret that? And my wounding basically said, well, it's because God's mad at you. So it's like, how do I make sense out of this? And so there was a lot of fear there, and there was pain in there as well. Pain from times in my life where I felt disconnected from God. And I felt alone. And so this pain would inevitably start to crop up when I would try to interact with the living God. And when I first started to learn an Emmanuel lifestyle, I started to just reflect on times of God's goodness and faithfulness in my life, God's gifts in my life. And so I would add that to my prayer time, just thanking God and appreciating him. And that would really help to set the stage for being able to notice some of his thoughts in my mind. But when I first started to live an Emmanuel lifestyle, I noticed a lot of the times Jesus was weeping. And I thought, what's wrong with me? Like, why is Jesus weeping? You know, how do I make sense out of this? But I would have a sense of Jesus being with me, but he was weeping and he was very brokenhearted. And at first I didn't know what to make of that. Like, does this happen for anybody else? Is Jesus just like weeping when you're aware of him being with you? But what I started to learn was Jesus was sharing my pain and my sorrow and my sadness. So he was actually showing me a reflection of my heart, that I did have a broken heart. And I did want Jesus to heal those places in me. And I wanted to grow and I wanted to be more like God. And so over time, my confidence grew, my faith increased, my love deepened. And now, as we started training relational skills through Thrive Today, working with Jim Wilder, we found some foundational relational skills that were missing in me, which made it difficult to live an Emmanuel lifestyle. So we call them the foundational five, which would be turning on your relational circuit, skill zero. Skill one is just growing some joy, some glad to be together joy. Skill two would be resting and quieting. That joy should always lead to rest. And if we're not quieting, then it's going to be hard to stay relational and keep your relational circuits on. So adding rest into the equation and adding appreciation, which is that packaged joy, reflecting on times of God's gifts in my life and reflecting on the joyful moments, which actually helps to wake up our relational brain. It kind of primes us for an Emmanuel lifestyle. And Emmanuel lifestyle is really woven by these skills. These skills are just foundational for living an Emmanuel lifestyle. So as I started to get relational and build some joy and learn to quiet and be still and reflect on times of appreciation and joy, then what happened was it started to grow my capacity so that I could start to focus and use my attention to scan my environment for God. Just saying, you know, I wonder where God is in this situation. And I noticed that as you practice an Emmanuel lifestyle under the ideal conditions for a while, your brain is then able to translate that to the not so ideal conditions. So practicing on the good days prepares you for the bad and the hard days. And I started to see that. It started to change my character. It started to grow my faith in ways that I'd never expected before. I started to read scripture through a very relational lens of the Good Shepherd and his love and his desire for relationship with people. So a million-dollar question as you start to think about these things would be, well, what can I do? How can I grow these skills? How can I live and develop an Emmanuel lifestyle? And the first, you know, word of encouragement I would give you is just to start with practice. Take the time to practice those foundational skills. It's key that we learn to get relational, because when your brain's in enemy mode, and your relational circuits are off, you can predict God's going to feel distant or far away, or you're going to feel disconnected. You're going to feel alone. So learning to get out of enemy mode, learning to get relational, praying with other people and practicing with other people, and even just checking your expectations. I think in the beginning, I was expecting this audible voice that would say, hey, Chris, this is God. You know, here's what I want you to do today. I was expecting this bolt of lightning. And that's not how it works. A mutual mind state is we're sharing thoughts with God. So I would have some of my thoughts mixed in with some of God's thoughts, and God's thoughts would bring me peace. So I was looking for peace as an expression of God's presence. Like God's signature is peace. He's the Prince of Peace, Isaiah tells us. So look for peace. And then we start looking for the thoughts, and do they line up with God's character and God's word? And we practice these things. And pretty soon, what starts to grow from very small seeds are some big trees with fruit. Good things start to grow, but it is learning to get relational with the living God. And friends, you know, at Thrive Today, we're really purposeful about creating resources for you to learn more about these skills. So we have a Skill 13 God Sight Emmanuel Lifestyle webinar, and we have a theory course as well that you could use. It's in the show notes. We have some good resources that you can dig into to start learning these skills. And the good news is, as you start learning these skills, good things will grow in your relational garden.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.